listeners, once more, you're welcome, it's AK here. Today we'll be looking at power, love, and sound mind. I need you to repeat after me. I have power, love, and a sound mind. Watch this, look at this. You know, I always make references to the maker, the person who made us. So this quotation is coming from the Bible. 1 Timothy 1:7, it says, For God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity, but of love, power, and sound mind. You know, so I need you to practice these three qualities, because somebody has made you, and there is, a manual for you to live your life. Just do as it says. Stop thinking over it too much. You have power, you have love, you have a sound mind. Have those things in your mind, and that's it. It settles it, you know. So, you know, when you were born, you know, you have love, power, you know, and a sound mind. You were never worried about anything. So can you just imagine that whilst you were growing up, you are consistently told that you are so powerful. If your child does something, you say, oh no, you are so powerful. You are so full of love. You have a sound mind. Imagine when you did something wrong. You know, even as a child, you do something wrong and you are told not to act in that way because you have a sound mind, you know. Instead of saying, why are you acting like that? You are a fool, you are this, you know, stupid, and use all sort of words, but you said, you have a sound mind. So you cannot act that way. You have a sound mind. Can you imagine that, what that would do to you, to your self-image and your confidence, if you are consistently told that you have a sound mind, you got power. You know, you are not scared, you are not afraid. You know, all the days, even in our daily life here in the UK, people say, oh, I'm afraid. Everywhere is afraid, I'm afraid of this. People just creating fear anyhow. Why do people have to use that? I'm afraid. I never say such rubbish. Sometimes I may say, you know, but I quickly reflect back and say, you know what? I'm sorry, I shouldn't be saying things like that. Because I know I have power, I have love, and I have a sound mind, you know. But instead, we have grown up, even as children, to receive negative messages, you know. We have now internalized those negative messages, and they have serious consequences on us. I'm telling you, my dear friends, it's not too late to start today by telling yourself you have a sound mind. You have a sound mind. If somebody thinks you are stupid, tell them you have a sound mind. You know who you are. You have a sound mind. If you do certain things and people are not happy about it and they make you look petty or small, please do not take that on board. Just think about yourself like you have a sound mind. You know what you are doing. Their decision or their thinking about who you are has nothing to do with you, because you know who you are. You have a sound mind. You are intelligent. You are excellent. So you have to keep saying that. When you talk like this, people will say you are so cocky, isn't it? They will say you are so proud. But you know what? Who really cares? Don't stop. Do not stop. Just look inside. Yeah? Where there is abundance. Look inside of you. Where there is love, there is truth, there is abundance, there is honesty. You know, kick fear out of your mind. Inwardly, inside of you, these things are all there, but outwardly, why do you show the negative? Why do you go all over the place? You know, you have love, you have truth. Live your true self and stop copying people trying to do as everybody else is doing, you know, or speak just like anybody else, you know. So you see, some people have power, but they have no love, they have no sound mind. Some have love but no power and no sound mind. But you know what? Say to yourself, you have all three. You know, you have love, you have power, and you have sound mind. How great is that? Wow, your life is excellent. Continue to use this now, you know, to transform your life. I have power, I have love, I have a sound mind. Just keep saying that, please, even if it makes sense to you or not makes sense to you. Daily, you know, and your life will not be the same again, you know. So I thank you. That's all I've got for today. And I hope tomorrow in the morning, You will be coming on again to listen to my next episode, which will be very, very interesting. Do not miss. Yes, as I said, if you have any comments, do not fail to provide your comments here on this platform. You can forward your comments, you can forward a voice message. I'll be happy to hear from you. If there's anything, any other aspect that you think you need me to talk about, please let me know. I'll be happy to kind of do that. So thank you once more for listening, and have a great day. Bye.